I'm going to call the January 18th Zoning Administrator Hearing to order. Welcome to the Zoning Administrator Hearing. I'm going to go over some procedural issues as to how we how these meetings are conducted. When we come up to the item on the agenda, I will be asking for a presentation from our staff member, who today is Mr. Tsukamoto, an associate planner with the city. And then I'll ask the applicant to come up and provide a presentation and ask any questions that I may have. And then we'll go to any public comment. I ask the speakers to keep their public comment to 3 minutes, please. And then at the conclusion of public comment, I invite the applicant back up to respond to any further questions I have and respond to the comments that have been made as part of the public hearing process. So the applicant will have two times to speak. The rest of you will have the 3 minutes that during your public comment period time. So with that, are there any? We also have an item called public comment on the agenda. Is for anything that is not on today's agenda. If you are speaking on the daycare, you can wait. But is there any item that anyone in the audience wish to speak on that is not on today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to the consent calendar. Our consent calendars are routine in nature and are moved in one motion, and our calendar today is the minutes from our December 14th ZA meeting. And after I've reviewed the minutes, and I'm going to approve them as written. Thank you, Ms. Amerigo, for your efforts.
Thank you.
And with that, we're going to move on to item number 6, public hearing, Shruti Large Family Daycare. Mr. Tsukamoto, if you could provide an overview of the staff report, please.
Good afternoon. The application before you is the minor use permit application to start and operate a large family daycare facility at 7501 Hillsboro Avenue. That is in RS7, a single family residential 7,000 square foot minimum lot size zone. Then subject property is approximately 8,200 square feet lot, and the house is about 2,400 square foot. Four bedroom house with two car garage, and the driveway is widened to be able to park 2 to 3 cars comfortably. And then this original notice was sent to the residents for 15 days in November, and during that period we received a public hearing request, and hence this public hearing is scheduled. Large family daycare licensing is heavily regulated by the state of California, and then City of San Ramon has ability to review the large family daycare application, and then decision ought to be made based on 4 subjects. One is the concentration of the large family daycare facility, and second item is a parking regulation, and the third item is the traffic, and the last item is noise issue. And the first item, over concentration issue, is regulated by the San Ramon zoning ordinance, which requires a minimum of 300 feet separation between any large family daycare homes. In this case, there is none within 300 feet radius. So first item is consistent with the zoning ordinance. In parking regulation, and large family daycare homes are required to provide on-site parking for homeowners and then employees, and then also the space for pickup and drop-off loading zone on the driveway. And then based on our understanding of this property, house has 2 car garage to be able to park their vehicles, and the garage driveway is wide enough to park 1 vehicle, and then also sufficient space enough for drop-off and pickup purposes. And traffic control, that is something that a transportation engineer who is in the audience went to the site and then made observation and reported to us with no incidents being recorded and no accident report in the last 5 years. And then also based on her observation, and as long as the people drive accordingly, adhere to the law of the road, the vehicle code, and then there shouldn't be any issues from the proposed Dodge Family Daycare. And the noise control is regulated by the municipal code of the city of Salomon, and also general plan regulates the residential area noise level. And then if for whatever the reason the noise becomes an issue, then our city has the ability to enforce that based on the zoning ordinance as well, another zoning ordinance, municipal code, as well as the general plan standards. And then staff's opinion, this residential property, as long as they operate in a certain way, and it should not exceed the expected noise level of the residential property. And therefore, staff is recommending the approval of this application based on the required findings in the zoning order number 22-17 with conditions of approval.
Thank you. You mentioned that the driveway was wide enough to park two or three cars in. Do you know the dimensions of the driveway?
I don't know. But based on observation, it appears that there is extra wide driveway.
Thank you. Is the applicant present? I have a card from Noon Sharuti.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, sir. The applicant will be speaking first. I'll call your name when it's your turn. If you speak in the microphone, please, and state your name for the record.
Sure. My name is Avenue Shruti, and I applied for the large family daycare. And so I have to present my case.
If you could just give an overview of the daycare, how many children you have. You have a small family daycare, as I understand right now.
I have a small family daycare up to the capacity of 8 kids. Mm-hmm. And I applied for a large family daycare for a capacity of 14 kids. And I have two kids of my own, so 14 includes my two kids. And like Shinai stated that we have four-bedroom house and pretty large backyard, and we have pretty good front yard too. So based upon the concentrations, you know, we have made few changes. Mm-hmm. Like I've cleared the driveway for pickup and drop-off and even the front of the house. So, and everyone in the, you know, daycare, like the parents have been instructed personally and in emails that, you know, they have to follow certain rules and regulations. And I think they have been doing it from mid of December, I will say. And I do have pictures that can give you an idea, like what changes we have made or how it looks like.
Okay, you can bring those up pictures.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sorry, I forgot to mention this is the car of my
employee. Go ahead and step back up. I'll take a look at things. So the white car is your personal vehicle or your employee's?
This smart car, this is a two-seater car. It's my employee.
Okay.
I have one employee, and we've been trying to figure out how do we make it convenient for everybody so that nobody gets disturbed. So she is parking right now on the driveway.
Okay.
And before that, we're parking on the, you know, Ashbyway, which is right across our street, in order to figure out, you know, like how do we make it more friendly for everybody in the neighborhood.
Now, is your garage available for parking two cars in?
It is.
Okay. And during the day, how many cars are in your garage?
Right now, I have a little bit of storage. It needs to be cleared, so I am parking one car in the garage.
So the conditions that have been drafted by staff require that the employee and your car be parked in the garage during the daycare hours. Is that going to
be? It can be done, yes.
Okay, great. With that, I do have a few speaker cards, so let's let folks have the opportunity to speak, and then I'll call you back up so you can respond to their comments.
Sure, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'll start with Mark Rotter. Okay, Charlotte Leon?
Thank you.
Thank you. Please speak in the microphone. We do record these sessions so we can pick up everything.
Okay.
Thank you. Welcome.
I want to verify that you have my report. You don't need
a hard copy. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. For the record, we received, there are two late communication items.
Yes.
One is an email we received from Mr. Peck on July 16th. And the other item is we just received this morning from Mr. Leon, Ms. Leon, dated January 18th, 2008. That's the 50-plus page.
Who is the other one from? There's a third? I have two.
Two.
Oh, these two right here?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Go right ahead.
Okay. I want to note that multiple residents have reported issues with traffic and noise, and we just feel that the city has been using our concerns out of hand. The report that I've submitted includes a petition from 14 households residing near the daycare requesting a no vote on the applications, and their statements are included. There have been multiple near misses of accidents involving the cars associated with the daycare. One resident has reported she's witnessed a parent car hit her car and drive away. That's in the report. There's also issues with noise. Our report shows picture evidence of what we feel to be multiple lot traffic violations caused by the parents backing into the T intersection, driving on the wrong side of the road. We've also had parents stopping in the roadway, transferring their children and speeding down the street. This is not the limit of the problems. There's also inadequate parking on garbage days. Most importantly, we believe the city observer who made the staff report was seen talking to the applicant at the beginning of the observation period stated in the staff report. We believe this action compromises the integrity of the report. This is supported by the photo evidence presented in our report that we submitted to the city, and the evidence that we have in our report contradicts the staff report's findings. The evidence that we believe are traffic violations occurred both before and after the staff report observations. This further suggests that the parents can and do follow rules and regulations when they have reason to believe they're being observed by people in authority, but they also do what they want when they're not being watched, and the city cannot monitor them 24/7. The parent cars have been on our street at times listed outside the times listed in your staff report. The applicant was seen at also, and this some photo evidence of just the video is there. I can't transfer the audio unless I can figure a format to send to the city. She was seen doing nothing to mitigate the noise of a child screaming and crying for over 15 minutes in her front yard. Various age children are physically attached to a lead line when they walk up and down the street. One of the resident statements in our packet says he's repeatedly seen the little toddlers being yanked on the lead line and falling down repeatedly, and all the daycare people just pick him up while they just cry and have to keep going down the road. I have a picture of the kids walking with the lead line. You can see where young toddlers are attached with older children who have a longer stride. The video shows that the toddlers are unsteady as they walk. I did a small sampling of daycares and found that there's over 20 available openings for children over 18 months in the Danville-San Ramon area, showing that the daycare need is a luxury on our, not a necessity. There is available openings elsewhere. Jackie Kirk of Little Bridges Daycare has her letter in here and a list of regulations that they have to abide by. She's ready to open a new facility if she can find proper zone location. The state allows for denial of a daycare facility for traffic and noise reasons. We believe these reasons exist. We ask that the city vote no against the application. We feel that by approving the application, you're increasing the risk to both people and property to damage and injury. You also pit neighbor against neighbor, which is what we don't want. And again, it's not a good choice. I'm sorry I tried to get this over to you sooner, but I just didn't hear back from the city. I tried multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that's just fine. Receiving it today was just fine, so that's not a problem at all. On some of your, I have a questions for you. I get to question you guys, too.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's kind of a back-and-forth dialogue to have. But no worries. I appreciate you taking the time to get us the information. Do you know, you have quite a few photographs I've looked at and gone through and stuff, and Ms. Duke will come up and she'll walk through the procedures that we do for all large family daycares. So it's really an understanding of how we look at these as they when they're filed with the city. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we find, and there are a number of large family daycares throughout the city, and not all operate perfectly all the time, but you know we do want to ensure that rules are being followed, especially traffic laws and safety of children. But sometimes we do find it's residents on the streets too. So there's also there's a balance to be given. So mm-hmm. of your photographs, are you assured that they're all the daycare parents or are they
yes,
residents on
definitely.
Your street?
Uh-huh. Okay. And as I said in my report, there's times I couldn't get pictures because either my battery was too low mm-hmm. or my phone was overheated or something like that.
Yeah. Have you called our police department to report or ask for someone to come by
and
take a look?
Our neighborhood is such that we try to get along.
Yeah.
We try not to cause problems. We want to tolerate one another. I've been forced to have to break the locks. I have to drive on the wrong side of the road so people can't get between me and my driving because they cut me off and causing their accidents with me.
Okay. Well, I appreciate hearing that you guys like to work together and get along because, at the end of this day, whatever the decision might be, mm-hmm. The neighborhood has to work to be together and work together. Yeah.
Yes.
So there'll be some dialogue today, but whatever the decision that's rendered, you guys all still live in a community together.
Exactly.
So I just really want to stress
that
point.
We want to have a good relationship.
Great.
Yeah.
I appreciate hearing that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Rotter, I'll make you second since you didn't want to go first. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm Mark Oger. And I just want to make a rebuttal onto one of the items in the staff report.
Okay.
There was an accident report on December 17th of last year. So it's not that it has been 5 years. There was one that happened really recently. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Yes, we're aware that that happened after the report was run on the accident history because we have a lead time that we have to have a report prepared by so we can get out. So that was just kind of the timing of everything,
yeah.
But I appreciate that
okay.
correction.
Anyway, I just want to make a couple of comments. One is I think it's clear, as you'll read in the report, from the number of people that are opposed to the expansion as well as the various reports that detail traffic and parking issues that even with the current number of students or pardon children that are at the daycare, there's a problem. And not to put too fine a point on it, but expanding it can only make matters worse. And so I just urge you to vote no in light of the fact that we do have quite a few reports of traffic issues and parking issues. And also regarding noise complaints, that requires basically a neighbor to complain, and this gets back to what Charlotte was saying is regarding pitting neighbor against neighbor, and so rather not go in that direction.
Great, thank you. Thank you for your testimony. I appreciate it. Stephen Peck?
Yes. Opportunity to speak. My
Thank
name
you.
Is Stephen Peck. I'm here on behalf of my parents, Leland and Lawrence Peck. They reside at 7488 Sedgefield Avenue, which is to the rear of the property on which this mm-hmm. commercial use is now requested or characterizing it. But my parents, in my view, what granting this application will do is create a continuing noise nuisance to my parents' detriment in their backyard. They had bought their house in 1964. We moved there at a point in time when I was a kid. There was a retaining wall and walnut trees all the way down to Danville. 680 hadn't even been built. They're not complainers. They raised four boys. We have a pool in the backyard. They're used to some level of noise, and I think it was within their contemplation that houses would be built behind them, which ultimately they were, and that there would be noise from the use of the backyard by people with families. It was, however, not within their reasonable expectation that the equivalent of a commercial facility with 14 kids in the backyard running around making noise, which affects their use of their property significantly. My parents are no longer able to get as mobile as they were, and for the most part spend most of their time at their home, which is a ranch home which they bought intentionally because they knew mobility would decrease over time. But they have a pool in the backyard, and it's where they choose to and wish to continue to entertain the friends that they have to come to visit them. And my dad now, because of the noise from the current operation, goes inside because of the noise, and he will basically, that you're going to double that noise, I guess. I don't have any readings in decibels as to what the level of noise is, but the long and the short of it, it's going to increase, and it's currently depriving my parents of the intended quiet use and enjoyment of their property, and that's only going to get worse over time. So we're vigorously opposed to this application, putting this type of business in literally in their backyard because of the impact it will have on my parents at this point in their life when they're relatively limited to their own property and they won't be able to fully enjoy their yard, which is where they choose to entertain most of the guests that come to visit them. So thank you for this opportunity to speak. I don't know what efforts have been made to meet whatever noise requirements are. If the answer to this is, oh yeah, they can always go through code enforcement and complain, it seems to put a heavy burden on them at a point in life after they've lived with the quiet enjoyment they've had for 50 years to now require them to start complaining and keeping a record and a diary of the invasions of their quiet enjoyment and involving code enforcement. But from what I can tell, that is and will be the inevitable result if this application is granted and this facility is open. I mean, I think we will end up having a continual dialogue because I don't think my parents will complain about normal, you know, household uses with kids in the backyard. That's not their nature. But this is far, far above that, and it will deprive them of the use of a very significant asset that they, I think, have earned up to this point in their life.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Vinny, Vine?
Vince.
Vince, sorry.
Hi there. My name is Vince Pagliani. I live on Sedgefield, 7506. And I am against, in general, putting business property in residential areas. Mm-hmm. The traffic issue is one of the issues. There's alternative use places all over San Ramon. Why they have to put it right there is a question. And it causes problems for the neighborhood, brings the property values down in the whole area. We don't know how property values are calculated. If the values in Hillsborough begin to drop, then the whole area will begin to drop. And just on the surface of the application, you had spoken about they have to have two places to park in the garage, and they have to have sufficient parking. You'll have 12 parents coming simultaneously at the same time, 8 o'clock. We have a daycare, a smaller daycare center down the street on Inverness from mm-hmm. us. First off, they all come at the exact same time. So there's parking in the street. You have one parking spot for 12 people simultaneously parking at 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock when they come in to pick up the kids. Second thing, their garage is full of stuff. Where are they going to put it? You went out there, you inspected it. They do not have the two spots in the garage that are required for both the employee and the owner for their stuff. So the thing is not appropriately spec at this point. How you can consider approving them at this point without having a plan in place to remove this stuff so that it comes into compliance with requirements is beyond me. Why you're even considering this at this point until they have cleaned this up and it is proven. So having business property in a residential area is a bad idea. Just in general, I don't know if you've gone to Portland or other places that have these mixed use places. They're not safe. They're awful. They look terrible. The areas around it get deteriorated. Bad idea. It sounds like the application is in violation. Why you're even considering it at this point is not clear to me. So I'm against the idea of putting business property, and I think this particular application.
Great. Thank you for your testimony. Ms. Dute, could you come up and walk through the procedures of how we do when you receive when an application filed with the city for a large family daycare and it's referred to your department to conduct observations and evaluate potential traffic impacts? Can you walk through the procedures that the city goes through for each large family daycare?
Yes, thank you. My name is PJ Dude. I am a transportation specialist in our transportation division, and taking on large family daycare applications like this and conducting observations, we have a pretty standard procedure. We like to begin with evening observations because we find that the evening time usually has the highest rate of circulation, people returning not only from commute and work but also the pickup. So we usually tend to start off with a 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. observation, which is similar to what we did at this location. We do, of course, go up to the property, listen in before we walk up to the door. So that's something that I do on a usual basis, just kind of stand outside for a couple of minutes and see what do I hear, traffic noise, noise from the house, so forth. And then I always introduce myself to the daycare provider. Just from a safety standpoint, I'm usually outside taking pictures, or I'm, walking their driveway or their property. And I just feel from a safety standpoint, they should know because they've got all these children in the house that, and they're on official business. But beyond that, what's really great about going there and introducing myself is I then get an idea of, I can look at their sign-in sheet and see, okay, what's the typical patterns? So I see parents are generally signing in all at the same time, all at different times. What do I see as a typical sign-in, sign-out? So I usually ask if I can look at their binder. As in the case of this, I'll look for signs because a lot of times daycare providers will post reminders for parents that say, please remember to slow down, please remember to park properly, and so forth. So it's nice to kind of document those things as well while I'm on site. And then, of course, I like to ask them, whose vehicle is that? Whose vehicle is that? Can you tell me where your vehicle is parked? And it's just nice to show up and just say, where's your car parked? So it's good inspection tactic. And then lastly, I like to find out how many students are still in the facility so that we're not, just misusing resources and I go outside to observe for the next 2 hours and everybody's already left for the day. That had happened in the past where I would show up thinking, I'm going to observe, 8 kids today, and then I go, I only saw one car in 2 hours, what's going on? And I go to find out either everyone's out sick or something took place or there aren't any kids at the daycare. So that's really typical, and then after I have a conversation with them, then I'll proceed back, take pictures of the area, which I did in this case, and then usually, depending on the weather, I might go back to my vehicle and then observe the pickup and drop-off procedures. Upon returning to the office, I compile all that information into a memo, and I also check the city's Crossroad system, which is our traffic accident database site. And so that database is updated roughly every 4 weeks. So as traffic reports are compiled with the San Ramon Police Department, they come to us and then we enter them in. So there's usually a 4 week delay. But again, I'd like to remind you that my observations were done the second week of December, so it did not take into consideration the collision that was mentioned at all. However, I did go and try to find a counter report for that collision, but there is no full report at the police department as of yet. So.
Great, thank you. I appreciate it. The applicant can return. Thank you. So I have a couple questions for you. So in your evening pickup, how many children typically are there on your 4 to 6 p.m.?
Around 6.
Around 6? Okay. And now, do you have any siblings, or is it all?
They have siblings, too. Yes.
So with the small family you currently have now, how many families?
So I would say around four.
Four families, then with two children each, plus your so six, plus your two, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are the parents showing up at one time, or what's kind of the time frame? Are they staggered, or are they?
So we operate from 8:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the evening. Mm-hmm. So most of the parents gonna come around 5:30.
Okay.
So typically, I've seen pattern from 5:15 to sometimes they're a couple minutes late. So it's like 5:35. You can't do anything about that.
Right.
But I haven't seen them. It might have happened like a couple of times when they're a little more late, like 5:45. But it's just one parent. Not like the whole folks is not coming at the same time. Mm-hmm. So in mornings and evenings, in the morning. mornings I have not seen, parents coming in together. In the evening, I have seen like two cars driving in together, but you know, one leaves and the other one. So I mean, right now, all of them are using our driveway and the parking in front of our house for picking and drop off. I haven't seen that, you know, they're using any other parking spots available on the street.
Okay. And so when a parent arrives to either drop off or pick up a child, how much time are they spending signing in? And
it's just a sign out. They do the sign out. If a parent has a concern, mm-hmm. they do take like 2-3 minutes or 5 minutes. But most like, you know, most of the times, they park, they come in, they bring the child, they take the child and they drive back. So that's how it is.
And then your application discusses having a 9-to-1 program, then a full-time program. So how?
I do have half-day program and mm-hmm. full-day program. So for my half-day program, I start at 9 o'clock. So the parents, at that time, they come at 9 or after 9, you know. And for full-day, it starts at 8:30. So in that case, you know, parents arrive from 8:30 to 9:30 anytime. So, but I have, like I said, I have not seen, you know, parents arrive same time in the morning. It has very rarely happened.
So on your 9-to-1 program, with a large family daycare, how many children do you estimate you'll have in your morning program?
I am not sure about that, but probably like 2 or 3, not more than that.
It's 2 to 3. And would that be, I guess that would be the full day program. So let me rephrase the question. Up until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, how many children would be in the? Do you think would be in the facility?
So six.
Six?
Okay.
Large family.
It depends upon the ratio, you know. This I do not know, like, the ratio. So state gives me a ratio, you know, for the age group. So I believe something around 8 or 9.
Okay. In the morning?
Or maybe 10. I am not sure. Okay. I think not more than 10 for sure.
Okay. And then in the afternoon, so they would leave in the afternoon. Some may remain for the whole day.
Yes.
Now, do you have children coming after elementary school to the house too?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And how many typically arrive after the bell time?
So it's two of them who come in the afternoon, and they leave in the evening.
Okay.
They're not elementary, they're preschool.
No,
Did you get a chance to see the photographs from Mrs. Leon?
No, I haven't. And actually, some of the parents were very offended when they saw that somebody is making videos of their kids, not asking for permission. Something that should be done, especially when there are little kids involved. And I would like to also address the noise concern. For the last, some of our neighbors, I would always like to cooperate and find a way so that there is, you know, no nuisance. And I think for the last 1.5 or more months, the kids have been going for a walk. They play very little time outside, so we do have a particular schedule. So from 11 to 12 or before 12, the kids go for a walk and it's very quiet. Sometimes kids do cry, you know, their kids, but they cry for 5 or 10 minutes and that's about it. And on walks, it's like nature walk, we come back and we are inside. Once we are inside, I do not see any noise going on, you know, outside. And in summers, the kids were in the backyard from 1 to 1:30, which was there, and they did play for some time, you know. That's half an hour, but that's the normal kind of noise that kids playing. I think people around would have noticed, you know, and not like something, I would say, out of control or like that.
So they go for a walk in the morning, then you have one half.
Not
one,
right now.
Okay.
It was in summers.
The summers.
It was in summers, but currently, like for, I will say, more than 3 months, you know, we haven't taken an hour, probably not. 1 or 1:30, so it's only before noon.
Okay.
So, just a little bit play outside, you know, and that's about it.
So it's 1.5 hour a day outside in the backyard playing. Is there a later afternoon playtime too?
No.
No. Okay. Just the 1 to 1:30, the half hour. Okay.
That was in the summers. We haven't done it in the last couple of months. It's only before noon that they've been going out.
If I was to ask Ms. Dute to do an unscheduled inspection, observation, and a second observation, would you have any issues with that?
I have not had any issues with that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Can I ask you a question faster?
No, sir. We can't do that. Their application says that they do live in the home. Would you just confirm that, please, that you live on the property?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, they do. So, like I started out, you know, at the end of this day, whatever the decision is, you all still have to live together. I expect the neighbors to work together to communicate, but I also expect the daycare parents to behave themselves. When they're picking up and dropping off, and respect the neighborhood. Sir, please do not interrupt. And I do expect, and I expect that. I have not seen what you provide with to your daycare parents yet as to what the rules are. It's fine. I'll get to it in a second, okay? But that's something I'm going to want to see. And so, in hearing some of the comments and seeing some of the photos, I'm actually going to continue this item for 1 month to February 15th. The public hearing will remain open. I'm going to ask Ms. Dute to conduct a second observation. And we can also ask PD to do a quick kind of check-in too, just to kind of monitor and see what's going on. And as I also said too, you know, there's probably some daycare parents who don't park and follow the rules correctly. But as I can attest to, you know, hearing a number of these items, it's also some of the residents living on the street too, you know. And so it's kind of a combination, but I want to make sure that we all understand, you know, that at the end of the day, all the traffic rules and all the laws have to be followed. I do want to comment that on the state, many years ago, all cities had significant discretion over large family daycares. The state of California has taken the stance that large family daycares are needed in our communities to help provide the education of children given that home environment. And so, as Mr. Tsukamoto stated in his staff presentation, we are limited to traffic, noise, parking, and I always forget the fourth one.
Concentration.
So, and children playing in a backyard, the state has determined as an acceptable noise level and is within the general plan noise standard. So I do have some concerns over the traffic control, which is why I'm going to continue this item for 1 month, and we will have a second observation done and a report provided for Ms. Dute, and that will be out prior to the next public hearing. So with that, this matter is continued to February 15th at 3 p.m. in these chambers. Thank you. And with that, our meeting is adjourned. Certainly.